I guess you could say it's a Christmas message. We've just had Christmas. And if you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And the title of tonight's message is, Have You Any Room for Jesus? It's a question to you, a personal question, even if you are born again in here this evening. Have you any room for Jesus? Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she, Mary, of course, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being so gracious, for being so merciful. Thank you for showing us your love, Lord, not just telling us, but by demonstrating it, by sending your blessed son to this world, Lord. Thank you for taking on the form of flesh, Lord Jesus, and dying for our sins. Thank you to everyone here in this room tonight that's responded to your wonderful free gift. Thank you for redeeming us back to the Father. Thank you, Lord, for not just leaving us there, but for being with us every single moment of every single day until the day we all come home to you. I pray, Lord, if there's anyone in this room tonight that has not made that decision, that wonderful free choice that every one of us get to make, that you are Lord, that you are the only way, that you are the one true God, that tonight, Lord, they'll yield to you, they'll bow their knee. We thank you in advance for this evening. We invite you to lead us through your Holy Spirit's wisdom. Please speak to us through your word. Thank you for the brethren that are here. Thank you for the pastor you've put in this church. We ask you bless them mightily, Lord, and work through thy servant tonight. We pray these things in the holiest and most righteous name that we know, the name above all names, our sweet Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christmas has been and gone. We know that busy time of the year for a lot of us preparing things. But I know most of the people in this room and how you would have put the Lord first through that time. But it's a time when we think of God coming to earth, being born as a Jewish baby to a virgin mother. Incredible testimony in itself. We think of the angels singing, the shepherds all surrounding the baby Jesus. We think of this nativity story. But the truth of Jesus' entrance into the world is really talked about, and how he was rejected and how he's still being rejected by the multitudes today. And I want to talk about that this evening. He is the most important baby that's ever been born, and yet the world has failed to recognize who he is and his incarnation. We just read Luke chapter 2 verse 7 where there was no room. Even before he was born, there was no room in this world for him. James and I had the wonderful opportunity to actually be in that inn, to be in the place where they say he was born. And there was no room for Jesus Christ that night. There are many people who have failed to recognize Jesus as the King, Jesus as the Messiah, as the child the prophets talked about coming. They knew he was coming. So when Christ did come into the world, there was no room in their hearts for the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Tonight I have four quick points. The first being, the innkeeper had no room for Jesus Christ. Here's a woman pregnant with a child. I pray we would never, ever do this. And she was turned away. I don't know if the inn was the first place they visited that night, or if they knocked on other doors. But he said, there's no room here for you. A pregnant woman, there's no room for you. She's close to delivery. They knock on the door in desperation. And he says, there's no room here for you. I wonder if he knew who Mary was pregnant with, if the answer would have been different. If he knew this was the Messiah, the ones that they had been talking about, would he have woken up somebody else in the inn and said, vacate your room immediately. God in the flesh is about to be born. Would he have changed his answer? Would he have given up his own room if he knew that God was about to be incarnate and become flesh? Would he have knocked on the village doors asking for a doctor to come and help birth this child? The Messiah is coming into the world if he knew Jesus Christ was about to be born. Instead, his answer was, there's no room for you. Have a look there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8. which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Paul was saying if the Jews truly understood who Christ was, they would never have crucified him. And if this innkeeper had truly known that God was about to take on the form of flesh, would he have made room for the Lord Jesus Christ in the inn that night? I believe the answer would have been different. Galatians 4:4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Would the innkeeper make room? I believe it would have been yes. We know in Isaiah 41:6, it says, they helped, talking about Israel, they helped everyone his neighbor. There's a commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself, right? They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good cheer. If the innkeeper knew the law of Moses, he should have opened that door that night to Jesus Christ. He had no room in his heart for God. Sad truth is, even at the start, before Jesus came into the world, he was rejected. My question to you tonight is, have you any room for Jesus? Or will you reject him too? Point two this evening, Nazareth had no room for Jesus. His own province, imagine Bay of Plenty, not welcoming Jesus Christ and if he was born here. Nazareth had no room for Jesus Christ. If you have a look there in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. When Herod died and Joseph was told to return to their home, they brought up their young child Jesus Christ in Nazareth. He became a young man, and it's here in Nazareth where he began to preach in the synagogues. James and I just happened to be at one of them. It was right next to Peter's mother's house, Peter's mother-in-law's house. The synagogue still stands today, and that was one of the synagogues that Jesus Christ preached in Nazareth. And Jesus here in verse 18 reads from the scroll from the prophet Isaiah on the Sabbath day. And then Jesus says this in verse 21, if you have a look. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I'm the one you've been waiting for. They should have been going, wow, this is incredible. We've been waiting for the Messiah. That should have been the response. Today the scripture's fulfilled. But have a look in verses 28 and 29 and how they respond. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of a hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They threw Jesus out of town for saying, today the scripture is fulfilled. What Isaiah the prophet was prophesying of me is fulfilled. He was cast out of town, but even more than that, they were going to throw him off a cliff and kill him. Rejected by Nazareth, the place where he grew up, the place where his neighbors were, his community rejected him. Luke 4:24 says, and he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. How true was that? Jesus' province rejected him. This gentle man who loved them all unconditionally. As a young man, Jesus was still rejected. He's a young man at this stage, and he was rejected. Is there any room in your hearts for Jesus Christ today? Point three, Israel had no room for Jesus. We know this very well. From the innkeeper to the place where he grew up, Nazareth, to Israel, his nation, had no place for him. And they rejected him. This seems to be the theme throughout his entire life. People rejecting Jesus Christ. Jesus wanted to gain entrance into the hearts of men and women. But who had room for him? Most hearts are overcrowded with other things. Many Christians store Jesus Christ away in a corner of their heart and only bring him out when they want something. It's good to pray. He wants us to pray. But sometimes we only seek him for prayer instead of fellowshipping with him like he desires. Do you have room for Jesus Christ every second of every day? Matthew 23:37, talking about his own nation, he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Jesus loved the nation Israel. He still loves the nation Israel. He loves his brethren, and they rejected him. John 1:11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Why do we hurt the ones who love us the most? Why do rebellious teenagers reject their parents' advice? Why do many husbands and wives today leave the love of their partner and commit adultery? Why do we hurt the ones we love the most? Jesus loves the nation of Israel, and they rejected him. The one who freed them from Egypt. The one who showed them signs and miracles. The one who fed them in the wilderness, protected them. They rejected him. Luke 10:27 says, and he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. But Israel displayed what was in their hearts toward their own God. Was it love? No. There's no room for God in Israel's heart. They're only interested in tradition and rituals. And they're still doing that today. It's rituals. It's lip service. It's what's on the outside. But we know God's interested in the heart. All Israel does today is tradition, rituals, hypocrisy, and pride. And that's why people don't come to Jesus Christ and invite him into their heart. They have no room but for everything else except for Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:3 says, he is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Jesus was rejected by his own people and was sentenced to death by crucifixion. False accusations, no truth to it. They're willing to lie to get rid of this man who says, this kingdom is not of this world, and if you knew my Father, you'd know me too. Point four, final point this evening. The world has no room for Jesus. From the time he was born as a young man, sentenced to death, and now even after he proved he was God by raising from the dead, by having power over death and Satan, the world still rejects him. Before Jesus' death, following Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we remember he entered Decapolis and found a demon-possessed man. God commanded the demons to leave the man and then instructed them to enter what? Pigs. What was Israel doing with pigs on this farm? Over 2,000 of them. What were they doing with them? They're commanded not to eat them, so what were they doing raising them? So Jesus performs, what do you call it? Killing two birds with one stone. He got rid of the demons, put them in the pigs, and threw them over the cliff. So what does Israel do by responding to that? Once they learned what he did, have a look there in Matthew 8:34. And behold, in Matthew 8:34, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. Imagine all of Rotorua coming out to meet Jesus after they heard what he'd done. Or Christchurch, or wherever you're from. Imagine that whole city coming out. That's what they did here. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart from their coasts. Rejected. Get out of here. We don't want you. From his birth to his death, from those who saw Jesus from a distance to those who walked closest with him, they rejected him. Hardly anybody had room for Jesus. You, my friends, are here tonight. Do you have room for Jesus Christ? You are very rare. You are very unique if you say yes. I've got room for Jesus. I made room for him the day I invited him into my life. And every day I walk on this earth, I've got room for Jesus Christ. You have said to God, I've got room for your blessed son, Jesus Christ. The innkeeper had no room for him. Does it break your heart? This young babe being nearly born into the world, the innkeeper said, there's no room for you here. Do you weep because the Messiah's own nation rejected him, still rejects him today? They've forsaken their God and their King. Why won't this world stop rejecting the one who loves them the most? I don't understand it. I know I was there once upon a time. Where is Jesus wanted now? Is he wanted in Rotorua? Is he wanted in your household? Is he wanted in New Zealand? Is there room for Jesus Christ in this world? Who says that they still want Jesus? Who wants the Son of God? I pray your answer is me. I'm willing to make Jesus the Lord of my life. Have you ever experienced loneliness? I have. True loneliness. Romania is not my home. It never will be. When I come back here, I love you guys, but it doesn't feel like home anymore. And like I preached recently, it's a good thing, because this place is not our home. We seek a better land. We're just pilgrims passing through. But it's lonely being here sometimes because we're persecuted. We go through trials and tribulations. Has anyone ever rejected you? I bet many of us can say, yep. All of Jesus' life, he witnessed people leaving him. Don't let it be you. Too many Christians giving up, quitting. Don't let that be your testimony. John 65 and 66, it says here, and he, Jesus Christ, said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. When they heard this, what Jesus said, it says in the very next verse, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. His own disciples, those who followed him, those who loved him, turned back. So you can be a born-again Christian, you can be saved in here today, but that doesn't make you a disciple of Jesus Christ. Many turn back from following Jesus. They don't listen to the word, they don't obey the word of God. And they don't follow the Word who was made flesh. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ, or have you turned back from him? Easy to do in this world. It wants you. It's coming for you. It pursues you. Get comfortable. Don't serve out your Lord and Savior. Many disciples left Christ that day. And since that day, many have continued to leave him. Even his own followers left him. Jesus' apostles abandoned him after he was arrested on the Mount of Olives. Scared for their own life. I would have done the same. Probably honestly would have done the same thing. Scared for their life. They abandoned him. Praise the Lord for Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and John. To the very end, they stayed with him. Even at the cross, there was room for Jesus in their hearts that day and for their entire life. They never left Jesus. I think a mother's love for her child is just like Christ's love for us. It was proved that day. Mark 15:34 says, and at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I'll never know what it's like to be rejected like Jesus Christ was rejected, even by his own father. I'm not trying to make God the Father a bad person here, but he couldn't look on the sins that Jesus Christ was carrying that day. Your sins, my sin. It was repulsive to the Father, and he couldn't look upon him. Oh, if we could have seen Jesus Christ's heart at that very moment, I'm sure we would have seen it break. Abandoned from his birth to his death. Rejected even today. Will you still refuse Jesus Christ into your heart? Person in here today, perhaps without Jesus Christ, he loves you. Don't reject him anymore. He allowed himself to be born in a manger, and he allowed himself to die even upon a cross. Is there room for Jesus Christ in your daily devotions, your conversations? Is there room for Jesus Christ in your place of work? Or is it, there's room for him at home in private? Are you willing to open your heart to allow the Son of God to come in? It talks about there in Revelation, lukewarm Christians. Are we hot or are we cold? The average Christian is average in their faithfulness, average in their ministering, average in the ministry God's given them. Average. I pray that's not you. I pray there's room in your heart for Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:20 says, we know it very well, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Open the door of your heart to Jesus Christ tonight. If other things have been taking priority in your life, please turn back to Jesus and have room for him. I prayed Monday with Kate that even though this is our wedding week and we've got a lot to do, that we keep Jesus Christ, the focus of our week, first. He'll take care of the rest. He deserves all the room in our hearts, all the room in our life, all the room in our conversations every second of every day. I talked with Patsy, Sister Patsy, the other night. I said, you're a close second, Patsy, but my mum, nearly with every breath, every voice that came, every utterance that came from her lips, was glorifying the Lord. She loved talking about his goodness, his grace, his mercy. Is that your testimony? What's coming from your lips? Maybe this week we need to evaluate our priorities. What's really important? It's room for Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 8:9, and we're finished. It's been a blessing being with you this evening. Sorry I couldn't stay longer. I'm sure you can appreciate I have to introduce my wife to the rest of the country before we head back. But I always love coming back here, especially spending time with my brother and with my dad. And I want to thank everybody here who's helped them get through this time. You guys are amazing. Your visiting to my mum when she was here, your love, your compassion, your friendship. I praise the Lord for you all. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. This baby that came into the world rejected gave us hope the day he was born. And this man who died on the cross gave us redemption and forgiveness the day he died. Jesus paid it all. He gave the world the greatest gift of all, salvation. Don't reject Jesus Christ anymore. Have room in your heart, room in your life for Jesus. Pastor Ken.